This is a replay of Monday Night Trivia on March 31st on WGN Radio. We started right at 10. If you don't hear yourself on it, it's because you didn't call. I hope you'll rectify that soon. We're live Monday through Thursday evenings, unless sports preempt us. That's from 10 to 1 Central. Dial 888-876-5593. My toll-free number from OneVoip. For the world's best customer service, it's OneVoip. Check them out at the number 1-VOIP.com.
Direct from the edge of the lunatic fringe, it's the Raleigh James Show.
WGN Radio. I'm Raleigh James. We have 3 hours to spend together Monday night. The time is right for trivia. Yeah, we got a new question. That's right, because at the end of the last show, Sherry got our last question, so we have a brand new one here. And in addition to that, of course, we have bumper stumpers, 11 of them. And this was in response to a request that we honor Scotty with doo-wop, and all we have on all 11 of these. So Scotty, I hope you're listening from beyond. But otherwise, it may be a little hard for you, but maybe you'll get the theme. I don't know. And some of them, I played several of them. So some of them on the air. I played all of them off the air, but some of them on the air. So hopefully some will sound familiar to you. We hope, anyway. So those are the bumper stumpers. And, of course, the question I haven't given you yet. But remember, if you don't know my question, you have no idea about the bumpers, you can have your own category, and sky is the limit with that, as we prove every week, and we will with Billy Bob and Ruth right off the bat. They haven't even heard our question, but they want to go for their own, and that's fine. Okay, so what about mine? Here you are. When given a list of professions in a Gallup survey and asked which was the most dishonest, lawyers, as expected, came close to the top. But car sales and advertising beat them, and so did three other professions. One of them was HMO management. Name one of the other two. Yeah, most dishonest profession. So this is above car sales and advertising. Yeah, tied with HMO management. One of the other two, what are they? 888-876-5593, 8888-Raleigh. But as I say, you can always have your own category, and we'll prove that right now with a Billy Bob in Bourbonnais. Would this be the 24th call?
Well, okay, it's good enough. I've got 25th. I wanted to take a guess on the bumper stumper. I'll say it's a bookie dishonest.
No.
Oh, okay. And then there was a singer-songer that kind of was under the radar and I thought never got his due. Did you ever hear of Arthur Alexander?
Well, of course. Everybody's heard of Arthur Alexander. And anybody from Muscle Shoals knows him well. And,
right.
Of course, the stuff that was big in the U.S. was not the same as big in Great Britain. In fact, probably his biggest hit in Liverpool was A Shot of Rhythm and Blues. But, of course, here we know things like Anna and many others. Why? What did you want to hear?
Well, that's what I wanted to hear, his version of Burning Love, if you could do it. I don't know if that one would meet your approval.
I don't know that I've ever heard him do Burning Love, so I'll have to look for
it. He wrote it, and he made a version first, and then Elvis.
Well, I'm going to look for it. Well, you know, a lot of the stuff he wrote, he didn't make the original version of, which is interesting. For instance, he wrote Every Day I Have to Cry Some, and Steve Alamo had the original version. So
I'm pretty sure he wrote this one.
Well, yeah, no, he wrote a lot of stuff, but what I'm saying is a lot of the stuff that he wrote, he didn't record initially. So
yeah.
I'll have to look to see, but that's interesting. I'm sure I've got it.
Well, because I've heard it before. Anyways, If you want to ask me my quiz question, I'd like to see if I could get the real McCoys.
The real McCoys it is, and Grandpappy, of course, was an interesting character. At one time, Grandpappy took on the U.S. Air Force. What was his issue?
I forget. Something about his crops or property line or something.
Nope, it was the sonic booms. He became very riled because he thought the military jets sonic
booms.
Yes, right. He said they're disturbing his livestock. And
doggone it. Well, I have to call back next week and try to get a quiz on it. I know the song, though. If I sing the song, can I get a ticket for that?
Well, the prices are worthless, but you don't really want to sing, do you?
Well, just to show you, if I knew, I thought maybe I could win a prize that way.
Well, no, we'll talk to you next week.
Okay,
thanks. Appreciate it.
Bye-bye.
All right, so there's only so much I can take. 888-876-5593-8888. Raleigh, a taker to my question is Hugh in Georgia. So this is the list of professions in a Gallup survey that Americans said were the most dishonest. Lawyers were high, but car sales and advertising beat them, along with three other professions. One of them was HMO management. Name one of the other two. Hugh in Georgia, what do you think?
Clergy.
Nope. That's interesting, though. Probably is true, but nope, it wasn't on the list.
All right.
Thanks for trying. I appreciate it, Hugh. All right, so 888-876-5593. Now, we say goodbye to Hugh. Let me do this here because the lines are filling up. And I want to make sure there is room for everyone. So, let's see. We're going to be doing advertising with Barry and Oscar trivia with Lisa in Dundee. But Ruth and Gurney wants now Voyager trivia. All right. So, Ruth, I can do this. You ready?
Okay. Raleigh.
Yes.
Raleigh, you
yes.
are aware of that they gave a postage stamp for Betty White?
Yes.
Well, Raleigh, I wondered why they couldn't give you a postage stamp.
No, well, for one thing, I'm alive. They don't give them to living people.
Oh, that's what I thought. I thought they only give them when the person
passed
away.
Yeah, that's right. And when I go, I hope nobody remembers me.
Well, why? They might make you one of the corpus.
Yeah, like I say, gone and done, out of here. That's right. Just traveling through. All right. So now Voyager.
Even if they gave you a constellation like Gemini and the two states, you don't want to do that?
No, I don't know. That's fine. I'll just be gone, like most people.
I think sometimes you're a natural comedian. It's absolutely amazing.
All right.
Or a really incredible Nancy Drew detective agency for all the things you uncover find out about. But
so now Voyager, which you know it was Betty Davis's biggest box office hit, even though she didn't want to do it, walked out of Warner Brothers and all that. But there is a famous line from the movie. In fact, it was voted as number 46 movie quote in the American Film Institute Top 100 Quotes. It came in as number 46. And the first part of it is, "Oh, Jerry, now finish the movie line."
Oh, Jerry, that was his name.
Yeah, so obviously he's being
spoken
to. Then
I have a multiple choice.
No, you know. All right, I'll do this. I'll give you the first part of the quote. You have to finish it, okay?
Okay.
Oh, Jerry, don't let's ask for the moon.
Oh, I know it now. I know it. I think I know it.
What is it?
Let's not ask for the moon, we have the stars.
There you go. It's don't let's ask for the moon, we have the stars.
Did
it. Yeah, you did it. All right, good deal, Ruth. Hang on, don't go away. Ruth is a winner. 888-876-5593. We'll get that Oscar trivia going and that advertising. There's room for you, too. And, of course, I have a question out there. That's right, we're talking about the most dishonest professions, and of course lawyers come in high, but car sales and advertising beat them. So did HMO management. There were two other that beat them. Name one of them. 888-876-5593 on WGN Radio.
Who are you?
I am the Japanese Sandman.
You look like a Japanese Sandman.
I go the rectangle. I'm the Japanese Senator.
I wear a pinstripe jacket made of chunky Fu Yang. A polka dot shoes made of Yang Sang. I got a mink from Armington. A purple blue pants from my own Mingo Shanks. I am the Japanese salmon from across the sea. Hey, all you babies, pay attention to me.
WGN Radio. I'm Ronnie James. Well, I wanted to start the bumper stumpers off with something very easy because it's not going to continue that way. There are a few that you should recognize. Most you shouldn't, but this is in honor of Scotty and his love for doo-wop, and they all have something very specific in common. So the first one, oh, as I expected, we have Stephanie in Madison who got it right away. So, all right, Stephanie, who is it?
Hey, the cellos, Rang Tang Ding Dong.
Yes, I am the Japanese Sandman, 1957. Oh. Absolutely.
Oh, yes.
Well, so I want you to keep listening because I'll be very impressed if you get some of them. There's a couple more that I would expect you to get, but there's a lot I don't. So maybe you can prove me wrong.
Okay.
All right. Well, hang on. Don't go away. We'll confirm that address. All right, so yes, Rang Tang Ding Dong was the first bumper by the cellos, and Stephanie got it right out of the box. Yeah, will you get the next one? Well, we'll see, won't you? All right, so Barry in New Hampshire, welcome back to WGN Radio.
Hey, Raleigh.
How are you?
Good. Can I take a crack at your question? Would it be Undertakers?
No. Oh, that's interesting. You think they're inherently dishonest? Whoa.
No. Some.
Maybe, but no, they didn't make the list. All right, so I've got a slogan for you, and this slogan was used for 50 years. It was used from 1962 until 2012, all right? And here's the slogan.
Okay.
We try harder.
We try harder. I know I've heard it.
Oh, I know you have, too.
Is it a tire company?
No. But that's interesting. That's close. Yeah, we try harder. Doyle Dine Birnbach, the advertising agency, came up with it and wanted to communicate the company's commitment to excellent customer service and going above and beyond. And so that is the deal. And it was used because the company in question... What?
A car rental.
Who would that be?
Yeah, okay, so it's not Hertz.
No, because that's number one. Who's number two? We're number two. We try harder. They were a strong number two. You should be able to get this.
Avis?
Yes, absolutely. Avis, we try harder.
All right.
Absolutely. Okay, we have a winner. Hang on, don't go away.
So, indeed, that was
when Robert Townsend was CEO, and like I say, it was Doyle Dane who came up with that slogan. So, he's absolutely right. We're number two, so we try harder. All right, so let's put them on hold and talk to Lisa in Dundee. All right, Lisa, how's it going?
Hello, Raleigh. Pretty good. How are you?
Well, I'm here. And
yeah, good. We're happy about that.
Well, thank you. And we want Oscar's questions, huh?
Yeah, do you still have a few more?
Oh, I have many.
Oh, good. Then we'll keep this topic up for a while.
Okay. As you probably know, there is a possible 17 Oscars when they give them out. Now, how many Oscars was Titanic nominated for out of that possible 17?
A lot, but not, I don't think it was the most. I'll say 12.
Ooh, you're close. It's 14.
Oh, shoot.
We'll talk to you next week.
Okay,
thanks.
Thank you.
Appreciate it. Yes, bye. 14 Oscars. All right, so 888-876-5593. I couldn't even name the category. So, hey, now remember, if you don't know my question and you don't recognize my bumpers, of course, you have to hear another one coming up. And, of course, you can't go for the theme yet because you need a few of them at least. But, yes, Stephanie, right out of the box, got the first one. I expect, I'm not sure about number two. Number three, the third one I play, I'm pretty sure you're going to get, I hope anyway. Number two, I don't know, though it's a name you should recognize. And if you're a doo-wop fan, I know that you will. But talking about dishonest professions, we always think about lawyers. And you know, they were up there, but they weren't the top in a Gallup survey. In fact, car sales and advertising beat them, and so did three other professions. One of them was HMO management. What I want to know is, what was one of the other two? All right, 888-876-5593. I should tell you that this survey was taken on December 1st, 2003. All right, so this question is now 22 years old. So keep that in mind, too, if you're thinking about answers. But let's see what Fran in Chicago has to say for herself. What do you think, Fran?
I think it's a politician and or news anchors.
You know, those are such great answers, and I bet you if they did the survey today, they'd be on the list, but neither of them were.
Okay, great. I enjoy your show.
Well, thank you for calling, and I hope you'll do it again.
Okay, bye-bye.
All right, bye. All right, so 888-876-5593. Cindy in Chicago. How's it going, Cindy?
Okay, yeah. My guess was car mechanic.
Nope.
What about people who say they're going to take care of your finances?
Well, okay. All right. You're very close. Now, let's look at this. What would that be?
A hedge fund operator, whatever.
Obviously, 20 years ago, people answering the Gallup survey probably weren't going to know about hedge funds, but they sure knew about this. What would you, you're going to invest. Who do you go to?
Charles Schwab.
Yeah. And what are they?
A brokerage company.
I'm going to give it to you. It's stockbrokers. Stockbrokers are in the top five of most dishonest professions.
Well, that's why I always manage my money myself. They don't know any more about it than me.
I'm sure.
Most people over the financial, it's just, I mean, people are like, oh, I studied so hard in school, and it's all a bunch of mumbo jumbo.
Yep.
BS that someone made up. Okay.
All right. Hang on.
Okay,
so Don't go away. You're absolutely right. Stay where you are. We'll confirm that address. All right. So Cindy is absolutely right. Stockbroker, good enough. We'll put her on hold. John will add to her stash. Eventually, you'll get prizes. They're worthless. The certificates are fun. And other than that, you get a CD or a DVD or a tabloid or something like that. You know, something you don't want. But you'll like the certificates, I think. And we're woefully late in mailing them. Yeah, we're talking years now, but we've got the list and we're working on it. And so therefore, all that is to say you're doing this for the fun of it. The prizes are incidental at best. So eventually you do get them. That's right. Even people who are no longer playing, if they won, they get them. Now, of course, that would include Scotty, but postage is just too great for that. He's no longer with us. All right. But the bumpers are all for him tonight. And hopefully you're going to recognize the next one. And I can't give any clues. As I'm thinking about the clues, every one of them would give it away or just mean nothing to you. So you'll just have to hear it for yourself and make a decision. And right now you'll hear the news right here on WGN Radio.
My pain. be true. But I can't seem to make the right connections with you. Now my heart is lonely.
WGN Radio, I'm Raleigh James. Well, there's your second bumper stumper. And if the song sounds familiar, well, the Jesters first recorded it, wrote it too, in 1957. And that was quickly covered by the Hummers. That was Arthur Cryer and Bobby Spencer's group. And then in 1958 by this group. Yeah, and you absolutely know who the lead singer is, kind of the first lady of doo-wop from the 50s. And that was 1958. Who is she or who is the group? Either way, 888-876-5593-8888. Raleigh. And what do they have in common with the Cellos, who we played originally? All right, so that's the deal on Bumper Stumpers. Our question, that's right, should you decide to answer? And that's when given a list of professions in a Gallup survey, and this was 2003, and asked, which was the most dishonest? Lawyers, as expected, came close to the top, but car sales and advertising beat them, and so did three other professions. One of them was HMO management. Name one of the other two. We found out another one was stockbroking. Now, what's the final one? 888-876-5593, 8888 Raleigh. And I'll give you a hint. It is, again, a sales profession of sort. So what are they selling? Let's just go there. And other than that, if you don't know my questions and you don't know my bumper stumpers, you can have your own category. And sky is the absolute limit on that, as we prove virtually every week. Monday night is interesting because, of course, a trivia requires callers. That's right. It's time for you to participate, and or else it's sort of like that. I had a number of other things to discuss, which suddenly are too numerous to mention, meaning I've in the last 10 minutes lost all of the show prep. But none to worry. It's all online, thanks to Carol, world's best show prep. And with that in mind, let's see what we got going on for this, the last day of March. That's right, April Fool's Day tomorrow, and I'll leave it to you to decide if that has any meaning whatsoever. But later in the week, April 7th, actually a week from today, Monday morning, April 7th, Mercury goes direct. It'll still be in the shadow of the retrograde for another couple weeks, but at least it'll be direct. Next full moon is the 12th of April. At 7:22 in the evening, Central Time. And new moon, if you're writing those prosperity checks, is April 27th. Yes, and today was Eid today, two Eids every year, Eid al-Fitr. That's the end of Ramadan. So, Eid up. That's right. Time deep and festival for that. It's also Seward's Day, which is a state holiday in Alaska, and Cesar Chavez Day, which is a state holiday in California and Arizona and several other states as well. It's also Bunsen Burner Day. I don't even want to think about how you could possibly celebrate unless you are in chem lab. Then, of course, it's probably safe. Otherwise, this is something you probably don't want to do at home. Tomorrow is Fun at Work Day. And World Party Day, World Party Day is Friday. So, well, good Friday, but tomorrow, Fun at Work Day. And what is that about? Well, it's also April Fool's Day, of course. And they suggest you bake goodies and bring them in for your colleagues, play harmless pranks on your colleagues, yes, and watch Office Space for a few episodes. Yes, The Office at Work, I guess. Okay, if you say so. And that's the deal. So I have absolutely no idea who started this holiday or any of them as far as that goes. But that is the deal. Fun at Work Day. All right. April 1st. All right, so beyond that, my question, my bumper stumpers, and everything else is totally up to you. That's right, because there's, if I play trivia with myself, the problem is I see all the answers. It was Herb Alpert's birthday today, turned 90. Yeah, born in Boyle Heights, Los Angeles. Lefty Frizzell would have turned 97 today. Sadly, been gone since 1975, had a stroke at 47 years old. Lowell Folsom would be 104, and you're saying who? Well, he and Jimmy McCracklin wrote Tramp, one of my favorite, but a number of other things as well. Al Goodman from Ray Goodman and Brown and The Moments would have turned 82 today, born in Jackson, Mississippi in 1943. Sadly, heart failure, 67 years old in 2010. Harry Ray died of a stroke in 92, 45 years old, and Billy Brown is still with us. All right, we'll celebrate in June when he turns 79. All right, John Poulos of the Buckinghams would have been 78 today. Chicago boy, to say the least, died in 1985, days before his 33rd birthday, heart failure. Yeah. Gene Perling of the Hi-Lows, yeah, now we're going back to the 50s, obviously, would have been 96 this week, born in Milwaukee. And, yes, actually got a Grammy for his arrangement, vocal arrangement of A Nightingale Sang in Berkeley Square. He also performed with the Manhattan Transfer for a while and died in 2008, just before his 79th birthday. All right, well, rest in peace. All right, Jerry in Montana is going to take some guesses, and I can't wait to hear him. All right, Jerry, welcome back to WGN Radio.
Hello there.
Thanks for calling.
I heard you're reading Showbiz Birthday, so I thought I'd call.
Absolutely, that's right. I'll be reading the phone book before it's over.
Yeah, it'd be a good phone book, though.
Yeah.
So the question, it was initially three people that aren't trusted, right?
Well, professions is the top three. The top three would be HMO management, stockbrokers, and this form of sales.
I think the modern day TV evangelist, mega evangelist.
I love that. It's not right. Should be.
Well, I thought I read that somewhere.
Well, you know, so. I wouldn't. I guess it depends on who's doing the asking and who you are asking. But yes, I would hope that that most people weren't going to put their faith into that.
Yeah. Well, could I do charts?
Absolutely. What do you want?
But before you do charts, I've heard one other thing too. There's two things that people are most afraid of. One's public speaking. The other is death. I can't remember which one they say is the number one.
That you know, I guess that's probably true. I'll take death over public speaking, but I've never been afraid of death. So, but I do hear that people are. I'm not 100% sure why. They must be having a great time here. So with that in mind, I've got, what year are we going to do charts?
65. Every time you do 65, I hear people on and they get. And I thought, well, I knew all those, and then I go on and, you know, miss three or four. So,
well, you never know.
I'll give it another.
Well, you're going to have to. But what you have to do is tell the people your life story while I walk over to the other side of the room to get the chart book. Don't go away. Keep talking.
Yeah, I'm right here. And, geez, oh, man, I'm just, you know, born and raised in Montana. And here I am. I'm on a 50,000-watt radiator station in a major market in Chi-Town. I can't believe my good fortune. Hopefully, I'll do as well on charts. Raleigh's looking for 1965 right now,
and
so
I got it.
Are you back? Okay,
absolutely. You betcha. All right, very good. See, you got no problem with public speaking. I can see that already. So 1965. This week in 65.
Sure.
Okay, so that would be April 1st, basically. Let's see what we've got. We have. All right, this week. Number one, 1965. Actually, it's the week ending April 3rd, which is this week. Stop in the Name of Love.
Diana Ross, Supremes.
Yes, yes. Well, Diana wasn't featured yet, but yes, absolutely, the Supremes. Number two, Can't You Hear My Heartbeat?
That god-awful group, Herman's Hermit.
Yes, indeed. Number three. Talk about god-awful British groups.
Yeah, his show on satellite radio is even worse than his music.
Is it really? That's a shame.
Oh, it's horrible. Well, it's not his fault. He has a Cockney accent.
He was only about 13 when that group hit. He was a young child and very photogenic. Number three.
Yeah, I heard they were trying to go after the JFK image.
Well, who knows? But number three is also a British group. They weren't as good looking as Herman, that's for sure. I'm Telling You Now.
Freddie and the Dreamers.
Absolutely, and they had a dance to go with it. Number four.
That's right, yes. Freddie. Wasn't there a song, Do the Freddie?
Yes, it followed I'm Telling You Now. Yes.
Oh, my God.
Absolutely. Number four, Shotgun.
Junior Walker, Detroit All-Stars.
Yes. Number five, the Birds and the Bees.
Jewel Atkins. Yeah, Aikens, whatever.
Yeah, Jewel Aiken, but good enough. Absolutely. Number six, King of the Road.
Roger Miller.
Number seven, 8 Days a Week.
Beatles.
Number eight, Goldfinger.
Shirley Bassey.
Yes, number nine, Nowhere to Run.
Martha Reeves Vandellas.
Yes, number 10, Red Roses for a Blue Lady.
Bobby Vinton.
No, but that's close, but no.
Oh, wait, Red Roses for a Blue Lady. I could have been, it wasn't Andy Williams.
Oh, no, not anybody that well known, although this guy did have several records under his own name, and he was on Dalton.
Yeah, wasn't it like Dana?
Yes. Dana, what's his first name?
Dana.
No, that's the last name.
Last name. I give up on the first name.
Well, that's all right. Good enough. Vic Dana.
Vic Dana, okay.
Yes, all right. Well, you're a winner.
All right. Can we keep going? Or?
Yeah, we'll see how far you get. Number 11 is Ferry Cross the Mercy.
I've never gotten this far before.
Oh.
Jerry and the Pacemakers.
Number 12, My Girl.
Temptations.
Number 13, a remake of Do You Want to Dance?
It wasn't the Gentrys, right?
No, this is a remake of the record. And this group did, unfortunately, some remakes. They did a number of things on their own, obviously, but for whatever reason, they did a couple remakes, and this was
Yeah, what all they do on their own?
Oh, well, no, if I do that, believe me, a lot of things.
Okay, You Want to Dance.
Oh, they also did a remake of Barbara Ann, the Regent song.
That's going to be my stumper.
You're going to be, well, that's all right. You'd have probably gone out on the one after it, and I'll tell you why in a minute. But Do You Want to Dance? Remake the Beach Boys.
Oh, yeah, that's right, yeah.
And number 14, that's why I don't feel so bad about this. If you got number 14, I'd be absolutely stunned. The instrumental version of Red Roses for a Blue Lady.
I don't think Billy Vaughn did it.
No, Burt Kameford did it.
That's right. Yeah.
All right.
What was his big one? Winterland by Love?
Night,
or
yeah,
something?
By Night, yes.
Oh, my God, yeah, that was just
painful.
The oldest, I think that was the old Columbia label, too.
Yeah, painful. Well, yes, they hadn't fully gotten rid of Mitch Miller yet, so, but Red Roses, the Burt Kameford on Red Roses came out on Decca, I think. Not that it matters.
You're probably right. Well, obviously you're working in Chicago, so you're
no,
right.
Yeah, believe me, that says nothing for me anyway. But you are a winner, so hang on, don't go away.
All right. Hey, it's okay. I told John before, I'm just doing it for fun.
Well, we'll just add to your stash anyway. Why not? Okay, thanks.
Okay. Sounds good.
All right. Good.
Okay.
Thanks.
Talk to you soon.
Okay.
Bye bye.
All right. So 888-876-5593. We'll get some guesses from Norm in Brayton in Florida. Dakota in Aurora. Been a while. All right. So we'll see what Dakota thinks. Karen in Chicago's got some guesses. And James on the South Side wants World War II. And right now, I know if you listen to this show, you love the radio. And if you love radio, well, you know all about the Sea Crane Company. But if for some reason you don't, or if you haven't been there lately, go to ccradio.com, ccradio.com. Every radio you will see is one that Bob Crane has designed, and the deal with Bob is that he was as disgusted with the state of radio reception years ago as many of us were, and he determined he could do better. And so the commonality of every radio that Bob Crane has developed and is selling, the one thing in common they all have is terrific AM and FM reception. period. And the CC Radio 3 is a fine, fine choice of that. The almost everything radio, because it's got the addition of Bluetooth, which is nice. So if you like to listen to stuff on something that has a lousy speaker, you know, like your phone, you can use Bluetooth and listen on the CC Radio 3 and have it in full fidelity, because it is in full fidelity. In fact, if you listen primarily to voice content, the CC Radio 3 is arguably worth the price alone for that. Audio quality for the spoken word sounds like the host is sitting right next to you. They're separate bass and treble controls, so you can adjust it to your perfect pitch to immerse yourself in audio clarity. It's got a digital readout, of course, and it's got a little dial light and a clock and a timer and alarm and all the bells and whistles you expect, and presets, and also the ability to fine-tune as well. It runs on the included power cord forever, obviously, but a set of batteries. If you're blaring it, you're going to get about 170 hours. If you're listening to it at lower volume, you probably get about 250 hours, so it is nice. Now, you also get some emergency capabilities like NOAA weather and the weather alert. You also have the 2-meter ham band, which is a lot of fun. And I'll tell you, if everything ever really hits the fan, the bottom line is when there's no cell phone and there's nothing else, man, you might see the ham band come alive again with all sorts of things. In the meantime, you can hear hams drawing and all that if you want, or just listen to AM and FM. Now, you can buy it if you want really quick shipping. Go to Amazon or REI or Bi-Mart. But before you do that, go to ccradio.com, ccradio.com, and look at the CC Radio 3. It will sell itself, I just about guarantee you. Now, if you can't go online for some reason and you're saying, but hey, I love to listen to radio all the time, call them. They've got terrific customer service 24 hours a day. They'll answer all your questions, and they'll mail you a catalog free of charge, so you can hold it in your hands right there. 800-522-8863, 800-522-TUNE. But if you can go online, I think you're going to like this. There's a great information as well as great products. CCRadio.com. You look at that CC Radio 3, you tell them Raleigh sent you from WGN Radio.
Said, baby, can't you understand? I'm your hand in mind. I'm not the kind that uses pencil or tool. I'm handing with love, and that's my rule. Oh, will I face broken heart? I know I can. I'm you hand in hand. If your love affair needs repair, I'm the man to see. I'll fix it so good, you tell all your friends, and then come running to me.
WGN Radio. I'm Raleigh James. Okay, who are they? Yeah, for Jimmy Jones, who wrote it, by the way. Later put out as an up-tempo pop record, but that's the original recording in 1956. Who are they? 888-876-5593. 8888. Raleigh. And Jimmy Jones has been in the group, too, but he's not singing on that. All right, so we have Norman Bradenton, and he's going to take a guess at our question. And if you were wondering about, well, 22 years ago now, in 2003, Gallup gave a list of professions to a bunch of recipients and asked which were the most dishonest. Now, you'd expect lawyers to come close to the top, and they did. But car sales and advertising beat them, and so did HMO management and stockbrokers. But there's one more that beat the lawyers. What is that? It's a sales profession. 888-876-5593. Norman Bradenton, welcome back to WGN Radio.
Yeah, Raleigh, my guess is funeral directors. They're catching it at a very fragile time, and I think that's probably the ones that did it.
That's a great answer. It's not right, but I'm curious. Apparently, they are coming in pretty low. What goes wrong with funeral directors?
Well, it's just, you know, they take advantage of people at a time that's a very stressful, terrible time in their life, and I think they managed to sell them a lot of things that maybe they didn't really need or oversell the product.
Oh, wow. Well, there you go. Not right, but it's a nice answer.
Yeah, well, that's the only one I had. Yeah. But a comment about radio, and I'm glad that Bob Crane sponsors your program because, you know, radio is truly magic. And when all the digital dashboard stuff doesn't work and let there be a disaster, that will happen. The radio, good old AM radio, is the thing that's going to be the communication that you're going to really depend on.
You know, I agree, and one of the things that scares the living daylights out of me is, of course, it's dependent upon the EAS system, and counties across America all have to give out those alerts. Well, more and more, these counties don't have anybody there who has any idea how this works. And so this is, and I've been talking to people about it, but this is the big problem with it, that a lot of these people in the county, they know how to talk to the people who do the digital telephone alerts and all that, have no idea how to give an EAS alert. And man, I hope that that day doesn't come, because we may find out there's a lot of stations who aren't getting the message because the county isn't sending it.
That's very right. But also, you know, all that digital dashboard stuff depends on the internet.
Well,
let that internet go down. Let that internet go down just in your area. All that wonderful digital stuff that you depend on every day won't be working. But that radio, that good portable radio, will be there for you where you can get information.
Yeah.
And it's been proved so many times. We live here in Hurricane Alley, and we had three hurricanes this last summer. Last summer, that really devastated Florida. And I can tell you that radio was a lifeline for an awful lot of people.
Yeah, and it's the time that radio shines, and stations like WGN do it all the time. But yes, I was impressed in Florida, because even the stations that normally shirk their responsibilities were on it for those hurricanes, and that was good to see.
I was actually very surprised. One of the major holders of an awful lot of radio stations, I probably shouldn't mention their name, but they actually did an admirable job during all of that. I was very surprised.
Yes, that's what I mean. I was very pleased as well. All right, call me again. Thanks, Norm.
Sure.
Appreciate it. All right, so that's pretty much it. We'll find out what's going on in the world at large. We'll get back to it for two more hours of trivia right here on WGN Radio. I'm Raleigh James. If you grew up in Pittsburgh in the early 60s, you remember that by a local group, the El Capris. But that is the original. Yeah, Porky Chadwick played the heck out of that. But that is the absolute original. And that is from 1954. Okay, so who are they? 888-876-5593. 8888 Raleigh. Yeah, so it's all doo-wop in honor of Scotty. And I forget who it was who said, please have a doo-wop night. And I thought, what a great deal. So there's a theme here, and the theme is more than just it's doo-wop, all right, as far as that goes. Now, if you don't know the theme, maybe you know the artist. If you don't know the artist, maybe you know my question. If you don't know my question, I'll give it again here in a moment. Then you can have your own category, and sky is the limit on that. All right, so what it was Gallup December 1st, 2003, went around the country and did a big survey of professions. Now, it was an aided recall, meaning they provided a list, all right? And the list had virtually every profession that you see under all the U.S. statistics, you know, the codes for all that. So they were all included, and they asked people to rank the worst. And you would normally think, well, lawyers are on top. And they were among the top rarefied group, but not on top. Car sales and advertising beat them. And so did stockbrokers and HMO management. And what I want to know is there's another sales profession that beat them. What is it? Yeah, what are they selling that beat them? All right, now before we get there, Chris in Lancaster, Ohio's got a bumper guess. All right, Chris, what do you think?
Well, the bumper just before the news sounded like Billy Ward and the Dominoes.
Oh, there was no Billy Ward. That's nice, though, yes. It would have done him proud, wouldn't it?
That lead singer sounded just like the lead singer on 60 Minute Man.
Yeah, not at all.
Could I make a request?
Absolutely.
A Million Miles from Nowhere by Brooke Benton.
Oh, sure. Writing it down so we can hopefully play it this week for you, maybe tomorrow night. All right. Thanks, Chris. Okay. I appreciate the call.
Thank you.
All right. So good deal. Writing this down, also writing Chris's name, because very often I'll write down what the requests are and then I'll forget who requested them. Yeah, but you'll be listening and you know if it's you. All right. So anybody else guessing on the bumpers? I guess not. But on my question, yeah. So it's a sales profession and it's in the top dishonest, along with lawyers and car sales and advertising and HMO management and stockbrokers. Yeah, this one also, and as I say, it's sales. All right, so 888-876-5593. Peter in Chicago, what do you think?
I think the profession is guys who go door-to-door trying to fix your roof after a rainstorm.
That's a great answer. It's not right, but boy, they got to be up there. I would agree with you.
Happened to me a couple of times.
Oh, yeah, I'm sure you're not alone. Yeah, that's got to be a real big group. I appreciate it. I hope you call me again. Thank you, Peter.
All right, good to talk to you. Bye.
Like as well. Goodbye. All right, so what do we have? Karen in Chicago wants to take some guesses here. So multiple guesses. Karen in Chicago, welcome back to WGN Radio. What do you think?
Okay. Insurance salesman.
We have a winner.
Oh, my God. Thank you. Holy
yes, we have a winner. Yes, yes, and a number of people were taking guesses on that, but absolutely, insurance salesmen were up in the top five. Yeah, and it doesn't even, by the way, it doesn't even break down what kind of insurance.
Oh, no, but I can believe most of it. I was thinking, thinking of life insurance, because, boy, I've heard a lot of them.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. That's a big one. And by mail and everything else. Yes.
One of my other guesses would have been dentists, because you know they always tell you, no, this won't hurt, and oh, brother, hurts like hell.
Oh, that's funny. Well, and also it's a very small subset of dentists, so very, very few dentists. But there are a few bad apples who will decide that you need drilling when absolutely nothing is wrong. Yeah, you know it's interesting.
Man.
I have never had a cavity in my life except one visit to the dentist. It's like four cavities all at once. And I realized later this guy was just a charlatan. And so only time. And of course, as time goes on, all of those cavities have dissolved. And now I have four lovely caps. So, yeah, nice guy. I wish I could remember his name. But I'm not alone. Not alone. It happens to a lot of people. All right.
Oh, I've had one that. Especially when I remember that, so, this isn't going to hurt. I can do anything without making it hurt. Holy cow.
Oh, I know.
Kidding. I don't know.
Well, you know, that used to be really true when I was younger. Yes, so we're talking many, many decades ago. But they'd always say, this is just like the guy with the four fillings. One of them, he said, this doesn't need any Novocaine.
Does.
Yeah, and I'll tell you what, when they hit a nerve, man, you're scraping yourself off the ceiling.
Oh, my God. You can't say a word.
Right.
You just want to smack them.
Oh, I know. I know. Yes.
Oh, now, mine was many decades ago, too.
Yeah.
Recently, I've had good luck.
Yeah, and you know, I've talked to other dentists about it who have laughed and said, yes, everybody got the same bad dentist when they were young. Yeah, and I don't think it happens as much anymore, but they used to think that Novocaine was optional. So,
no.
Yeah.
Oh, God.
Yeah. All right. Well, you are a winner. Hang on. Don't go away.
Oh, thank you.
Yeah. So, yeah, that was it. Four in one visit. Never had another one. Although, the only other procedure I ever had was and it was for real, too. One of my wisdom teeth was just so impacted. And, yeah, that was a relief all the way around. But they took all four of them out. And, yeah, wouldn't want to do that again, but glad it's long over. All right, so 888-876-5593. So, let's see. We got Chris thinking it was Billy Ward. We're going to say goodbye to Chris. And we got James on the South Side with his World War II question. How's it going, James?
I'm doing a little bit cold. It's still a cough there. You know, I was going to guess on that question, and my first answer would have been, I would have been sure. In fact, I was going to say car insurance.
Yeah, they didn't talk about what kind of insurance, so I don't know. I don't know if there's that much fraud in car insurance, but boy, life insurance, but some of the things you get are just shocking.
Oh, and the big thing is final expense insurance. I get so many calls.
Oh, right,
that,
right. Yeah, and my answer to that is always, what do you mean? If I'm dead, who cares? I don't care. I'll be gone. Yeah. Well, who do you want to burden? There's nobody I'll be burdening. Hang up the phone now. Yes, absolutely. All right. Good deal. So get close to your phone. Let's have good phone habits here. Hello.
Okay.
All right.
I've gotten to this point where I actually told them I've gotten this 800 times.
Yeah.
Most times they hang up.
Yeah, right. All right. Yeah. Or you say to them, say, well, it's too late. You're speaking to me from beyond the grave. I don't need it. But anyhow, here's your world.
I thought about going to a voice impression and basically saying, I had a mad scientist once. One time I did something that sounded like somebody we won't mention. And they said, I better call you back when you feel better.
Well, you know, actually now I would think that people are probably very frustrated because most of us won't answer the phone if we don't recognize the number.
Oh, and here's another. Okay, well, the dentist thing, I think I sent you a story once about a dentist who got caught with all kinds of tanks of laughing gas.
Oh, yeah, right. No, I recall that. Well, hopefully not too many are sniffing the product. All right, so we're going to do World War II. You ready?
Yes.
And you'll get it right away, I know. I have absolute faith in you. What was the code name for the Battle of Normandy?
Okay, that was... goodness. I
expected you to say this immediately.
Oh, goodness. I'm like almost a blank, but I can't now. This is.
Yes, deeply embarrassing because you know it like you know your own name and you just can't think of it. It's Operation Overlord.
That's what I was trying to think of. Oh,
that's all right. We'll talk to you later.
Okay,
thanks. Okay. Appreciate it. Yeah, that's surprising. I figured he'd just rattle that off right away. In fact, I didn't ask it in previous weeks. Because, well, that's too easy. But you never know, and believe me, I know what it's like to draw a blank. Yeah, they say as you get older, you remember the thing from years ago. Not necessarily. Every now and then I'll be listening to one of my radio stations, especially KJ, where I edit all the records myself, and I'll think, I can't for the life of me thought of who did this record. Something that I've had forever and bought doesn't even come to mind. So Operation Overlord, sure, he gets a pass. All right, 888-876-5593. 888-888-RALEIGH. Another Bumper Stumper is coming up next right here on WGN Radio. WGN Radio. I'm Raleigh James. 1961. Actually, it wasn't recorded then. It was recorded in the mid-50s and released in 1961. But who are they? And that was a flip side. Yeah, almost played the A side. My in-laws are outlaws, but I kid you not. But then decided, no, we'll go with the B side on that. They lied. All right, so who are they? 888-876-5593. 8888 Raleigh and Scotty, rest in peace. It's all due up in honor of Scotty. All right, so now let's see what we have here. Every now and then, I guess before I do that, I need to ask another question here. I have to, it's my duty to throw out a question. So in 1963, radio stations in America were threatened with license revocation for playing this. Hint, it was not Louie Louie, though the FBI spent 2 years investigating the lyrics to the Kingsman version, but no, it's not Louie Louie. Yes, they were actually threatened with license revocation if they played it, and everybody did. All right, so what is the deal? What's the song? Yes, the controversial song that everybody was concerned about. All right, meanwhile, Thomas and Cedar Lake, welcome to WGN Radio.
Oh, hi, I missed your the insurance question, and it made me think of the John Prine song, Illegal Smile, John Prine being the singer-songwriter from Chicago.
Right.
Would that be something you would play?
If I got it, I will do that for you if I got it. So, yeah.
And can I guess on the other song? I haven't had time on the internet.
Absolutely.
You just said the one, the band song. Would that be Rumble, possibly?
Nope.
Ah, okay.
All
that
right.
Was just a guess.
Good deal. Well, thanks for calling, Tom. I appreciate it.
Okay, thanks.
All right, good deal. So, all right, we'll write down John Prine for this week. I don't remember it. I know the song. I've seen it, you know, and all that. And it was, because it was redone, Rhino reissued it about, I don't know, 5 years ago or so. Originally, I think it was Atlantic. And so, yeah, I'll look for that, and probably that's okay. We'll see, unless I absolutely hate it. All right, so Dakota is in Aurora. Welcome back to WGN Radio. How are you, Dakota?
I am good. How about you, Raleigh?
Can't complain.
Long time no see.
Yes, exactly. What have you been doing?
Sorry, I forgot to call you the last 2 weeks, and I wasn't able to listen first week because I was watching a Cubs game back in March 15th.
Ah, did they win?
Unfortunately, no.
That's
they
like
they didn't win a Tokyo Series.
Yeah. Oh, well.
Oh, well, there's always next game.
Indeed.
But hey, they're clobbering Athletics right now.
Yeah.
But I forgot her name, but I would like to congratulate her for winning the question of the week.
Oh, yeah? Okay.
I think her guess is better. My guess would have been something related to electrical company.
Okay, yeah, I can see why that would bother a lot of people. But yeah, I think it was Karen who aced that insurance sales question. Yes.
Okay, so I love trains, but unfortunately, I know some basics of it, mainly diesel locomotives. But tell me a train related question, if you can tell me.
All right, let's see, for train trivia. How about that? All right, so I can do that actually, and so let's see where we are. All right. Well, if you really are interested in these diesel things, you know about the Sea Liner, the consolidated liner. Who built it?
Consolidated Sea Liner?
Yeah, the Sea Liner. It was an attempt by this company to produce a standard locomotive, though it was not a big sales success.
Okay, that I unfortunately don't know.
All right, let's ask you one more. I'll ask you one more question, and let's see how you do. All right, so the pipe-shaped air reservoir fitted to the roof of some GP7s and GP9s on Northwest Commuter Services and on other Jeeps with the largest operational fuel and water tanks, what were they colloquially known as, those pipe-shaped air reservoir? What were they known as? They were nicknamed.
Pipe-shaped reservoirs on a diesel locomotive?
Yeah. And they were nicknamed this because they resembled something fit on World War II PTs.
That I may not know, but I know for diesel locomotive, the only piping I see was the hole for the turbo engine.
Well, these were the torpedo tubes, so you'll have to look them up.
Okay.
All right. Thanks for trying. We'll talk to you soon.
Talk to you next week, okay?
Okay, sounds good. I appreciate it. All right. So good to hear from Dakota. Glad all's well. Although I assume watching a Cubs game can be trying, depending upon the outcome, of course. We'll get to Mark in Aurora. He wants Star Trek. We got a question right for him. There's plenty of room for you, too. I've asked my question, I think. Yes, 1963 radio stations in America threatened with license revocation for playing this, and it's not Louie Louie. So what song caused people in the federal government to be very upset? Yeah, can't believe it, but true. Coming up. Hopefully your calls on WGN Radio.
Well, darling, you know I love you. Well, I really, really love you so. Oh, don't ever leave me. I'll never, never let you go.
WGN Radio, I'm Raleigh James. But the most interesting thing about that song might be that it was Lou Merenstein who wrote that, and he later produced Van Morrison. Other than that, I don't know, 1956, who are they? And that was the first song that they released. And as far as much about them, they were from Harlem, and that's about all I can tell you. So what do they have in common with everybody else we played? I mean, other than it's all due up, of course. So 888-876-5593. Cleveland Dennis wants to take a shot at some of these bumpers. Okay, so what do you think?
Well, hi, Raleigh. I heard Jimmy Ricks singing.
I did not play any Jimmy Ricks.
The Ravens?
I didn't play any Ravens. No, I know the group you're thinking of, but nope, it's not.
Okay, and then I want to guess for the newest question, Come and Take Me Away by Bonaparte the 14th?
No. Oh, that's funny. That didn't come out till 66. But not they're coming
right.
To take
okay.
me away. Haha. All right, good deal.
Hey, how about a request for next time you have your playing request, the Twistin' Postman by the Marvelettes.
All right, sure. All right. Writing it down.
Okay?
Yes, you bet. You betcha. Thanks.
Thank you.
All right. So 888-876-5593. 8888 Raleigh. All right. So now, Mark in Aurora, welcome back to WGN Radio.
Yeah, I didn't call last week because I was asleep. Fell asleep.
Well, sleep is sacred. Absolutely. Always.
So what was?
Always opt for sleep when you can. Always take it.
Yeah. Right. But I want to get caught up. What was the last trivia question and its answer?
Well, the last one tonight or the last one from last week?
Yeah.
Both. Oh, well, from tonight, we discovered we were talking about a list of professions in a Gallup survey and what was considered to be the most dishonest. And, of course, everybody thinks of lawyers, and they did well, but they were topped by car salesmen, advertising, HMO management, stockbrokers, and insurance sales. So,
okay.
Yeah, so
and what was
the
one from last Monday?
From last Monday? I got to look it up. All right, because I can't. That's all right, I can. I can't hold anything hostage. So here, rule number one in an 1850s book on etiquette is do not eat if you're doing this. Doing what? Wearing mittens. And it was Sherry who got that.
Oh. Okay, was that the only trivia question?
Yes, it went all night. Sherry got it at the end of the night.
Oh, okay. Well, I'm wondering if your 1963 song is the one about "I promise, Dad, we're going to get married."
No, it's not. It's not. There are no.
It's not that one.
Not the Shangri-La.
Run, so. Oh, run, Jimmy! Oh, run, Jimmy! No, run, Jimmy! Run.
But
it's not Run, Jimmy!
No,
run.
No, no.
Run, whoever run.
Yeah, right.
Okay, so I didn't get it. All right.
You know, you absolutely didn't. It's no Shangri-La's record. It's nothing that was produced by Shadow Morton. So,
No, I wasn't thinking of the Shangri-La's. I was thinking of that female voice.
Are you talking about Run, Joey, Run? Well, the problem with that is it was the 70s.
Run, Joey, Run.
Yeah, it was the 70s. That was.
Oh, it was?
Yeah, that was David Geddes in 1975. Okay. Yes, no.
Okay. Well, I'm way off then.
Yes, yes. only by a dozen years. So you would like.
Yeah, right.
You would like Star Trek trivia.
Yeah.
What was
and then
the,
I think for April, I'm going to go back to charts.
Okay.
Anyway.
All right. What was the original title for the episode, The Way to Eden?
You might have stumbled on one that I don't know.
It was written by D.C. Fontana, obviously.
Yeah.
And the title character was Dr. McCoy's daughter, who would romantically become involved with Captain Kirk. And, of course, you know it as The Way to Eden, but the original title was Joanna.
Oh.
Yeah, later she was changed to Irina, and Chekhov was made her foil. Fontana's script was so heavily rewritten that she asked for her name to be removed from it and replaced with her pseudonym, Michael Richards, which she also used for the episode That Which Survives.
Yeah, so she was Chekhov's girlfriend.
Yeah, and Charles Napier, Adam, recalled auditioning for the part of Adam, which was his first guest starring role. He won the part by jumping onto a table and singing The House of the Rising Sun in front of others trying for the part.
Oh, boy, Charles Napier.
Yeah,
wow.
Deborah Downey, who played the blonde singer girl number one, co-wrote the music with Charles Napier, and she released a version of the song Heading into Even on her album Painting Pictures.
Yeah, that episode actually has some pretty decent music in it.
Well, there you go. Now you know it was originally Joanna.
And Joanna was acting the accent. That wasn't her real accent, I guess.
Right. So that's the deal.
Yeah. So I learned something new tonight. Maybe I'll have to do it one more week so I can get it right.
Whatever you like, we're here to please.
Okay.
Okay, thanks.
Thanks, Raleigh.
Appreciate
good night.
It. All right. So 888-876-5593 is 8888 Raleigh. And Cindy is in Chicago. Hello, Cindy. Welcome back to WGN Radio.
Yeah, I have two guesses for the question. But first, I want to tell you that jewelers are really crooked.
Okay.
But then, yeah, they really are. The jeweler will tell you what you're buying for them is, like, so great. And if you bring something to them to be fixed or something or sell it to them, they'll tell you it's crap.
Okay.
Even if you bought it from them. But then anyhow, my guess is I watched the reruns of the Ed Sullivan Show because I was born in 1962. They used to have that on PBS about 30 years ago. But anyhow, the Rolling Stones were told not to sing, Let's Spend Some Time Together.
All right, wait. You got to stop right there. Let's Spend the Night Together was 1967. This question is about 1963. So you're 4 years. In 1963, there were no Rolling Stones on the Ed Sullivan Show. I guarantee it.
Okay, well, okay. And then the other one is maybe Jim Morrison.
Same
cover
deal.
Baby Light.
Same deal. Your years are wrong.
Okay. Well, I can't. I was born in 1962.
Yeah. Well, right. Well, 1963 was before any of that stuff.
Okay. Well, I tried.
Yes, you did, and I'm delighted to hear it. Thank you.
Bye-bye.
All right. So 888-876-5593. Fran is in Austin. So welcome back to WGN Radio.
Hey, Raleigh.
How are you?
Well.
Now,
how's
the foot? How is the foot?
It's a saga. If I can, I'll tell you about it tomorrow night because it's a whole saga, and I don't want to do it on trivia night.
Okay, good. I want to hear it. So, okay, we'll save that for tomorrow night. Now we'll get back to 1963.
Yeah, that was, I think, my guess on, it was Puff the Magic Dragon.
You're absolutely right. And that was 100% right. They were stations were threatened with license revocation. Now, what's interesting is that 5 years later, when Richard Nixon got into office, he had the U.S. Army compile a list of songs allegedly encouraging drug use, and good old Puff the Magic Dragon was back on it.
Oh, my God. It's got nothing to do with drug use. If you listen to the lyrics, it's just about, you know, the end of childhood and imagine. I remember when I was, because that song came out, I was about 7 years old.
What? Yeah.
And when I heard it, it used to make me cry because I thought the dragon really died.
Oh, yeah.
You know, I didn't understand, you know, about the dragon, you know, dying in his imagination. To me, it was this poor dragon who was this friend of this poor
Jesus. Oh, God. actually, it was written by a kid. He was a 19-year-old at Cornell University, and he was in school. He was reading Ogden Nash, and there's a poem, The Tale of Custard the Dragon, and that's what got him thinking. And so that's...
Oh, okay. Yeah.
Yeah. And of course, it's about childhood. And, you know, it's like the kid who rides around on his horse until the day that he puts the broom in the closet, obviously. So...
Right.
Yeah. And so...
But they got a lot of comedic mileage out of that because they did some live concerts and stuff. I've heard albums. Where, you know, he's making fun of the whole thing about, like, and, you know, he's talking about, he's comparing the Star Spangled Banner to Puff the Magic Dragon, and he's saying, and the rocket's red glare, yeah, I see it too, you know?
Oh, absolutely. Now, what's interesting is that the kid at Cornell wrote it in 1959, and he gave it to Peter Yarrow because they had a mutual friend, and Peter Yarrow forgot all about it. And then years later, of course, when he did it, a friend of the songwriter said, "You know, Peter Yarrow's looking for you. You get royalties." And so he finally did get the royalties and got royalties until he died in 2022.
Well, I have a personal story about that song. I won my first talent contest. Singing that song, I won a whole $20.
All right, and that, back then that was a lot of money.
That's a lot of money, right? Yeah, I was 7 years old. I'm like, okay, you know.
Right. Yeah, but the whole thing, it's crazy how the, you know, here's the Army tasks with coming up with what it might mean, and they took it apart line for line, and it's just crazy.
Oh, my God.
By the sea was interpreted as by the sea, sea meaning cannabis. Land of Honolulu stood for hashish. Dragon was interpreted as dragging, like inhaling smoke and puffing on a joint. And
I can understand the puffing part, yeah. but I couldn't figure out how they figured the rest.
Jackie Paper was a reference to rolling papers.
Papers. Oh, okay.
Yeah. And you know, I mean, it's your tax dollars at work, and it was only about.
And yet they're okay with 25 or 624, which is
well. That's yeah. That's later. You know, I mean, later. But
yeah, I know.
But yeah, that one clearly had absolutely nothing to do with drugs. Yeah,
those were the days when you couldn't even say hell on the radio.
Right. And it peaked at number 2.
You had to take it out.
So here's your trivia question. No points against you if you don't know it, but Puff the Magic Dragon peaked at number 2 in 1963. What song beat it out for number 1?
No, that was
well, 64. I'll give you a hint. People would call and request Apollo. I'm not making that up.
Oh, I will follow him.
Absolutely right, by Little Peggy March. Yeah, I want to hear Apollo. Like, what are you? I'll follow.
I do remember you telling me that story. Yeah. I thought that was hilarious.
It is. Yes, Apollo. So, yes, I will follow him, Peggy March, her only claim to fame. And because I refuse to give credit to I Wish I Were a Princess. So.
Oh, my God. I hadn't thought of that.
Sorry about that. hate to bring up bad memories. Well, so you win for that alone, but if you want to do charts or something, whatever you want.
No, I'm good.
Okay, good. All right, thanks. Hang on. We'll convert that address to yet another win. Don't go away. All right, so 888-876-5593-8888, Raleigh. And Bob in Willowbrook is, he thought he hit me and it felt like a kiss. Thank God wasn't a hit. All right, Troy in Lombard had a guess on Dead Man's Curve. Right, that's interesting, too. All right, Don in Beloit wants World War II planes and Nayoto. Oh, sure, we're going to do more Myers-Briggs right here on WGN Radio. WGN Radio, I'm Raleigh James. Okay, 1961, who is that? That's another case of that had been recorded at some point in the 50s and not released until 1961. But who are they? 888-876-5593-8888, Raleigh. All right, so let's see, what are we doing here? All right. I think that, well, Troy and Lombard had guessed on the previous question. So now I have to, I realize what I need to do here before we do anything else. I've got to come up with another question. All right. So we know that Puff the Magic Dragon was that answer, and Fran was absolutely right. Okay. It's a hard question, but I'm going to go for it anyway. The American entertainment attraction, this particular American entertainment attraction, is so big today that it's virtually an industry of its own. There are 41 different venues. 12 million people pay admission every year. And people on average do it four times a year. 65% are women. The average age is 40. 85% graduated from college. And big as it is now, it did not exist before the 1860s. What is it? So it's an American entertainment attraction that is virtually its own industry with 41 different venues, 12 million people paying admission every year, and people doing it four times a year on average. 65% of them were women. The average age is 40, and 85% graduated college, high school or something. Graduated what? College. Yes, they graduated college. All right. So what's the industry? What is it? What's the attraction, we should say? Because I don't know that we think about it as an industry. All right. So that is where we are, and we're going to get to Naoto in Japan. How's it going, Naoto? Are you with me? Have we lost Naoto? Oh, man. All right. Well, I guess the phone lines between Japan and here aren't quite so clear tonight. Maybe he will call back next hour because we have another hour of trivia. So Bob in Willowbrook, I think, was guessing on the last question. Are you still with us, Bob, or did you leave us? Yeah, Bob left us, which makes sense. And I think that's true for Troy and Lombard as well, who thought maybe Dead Man's Curve, which is a nice guess too, but hopefully he'll call back with the next one. And James on the South Side, I think, was going to guess all sorts of things about that. So our new question, since James is always one for guesses, and Don and Bloyd, actually, we'll go there now, World War II plane. So, all right, Don, how's it going?
Good, good. Hey, what percent are college graduates? What percentage?
Yeah, it's a high percentage, 85%.
I think they're going to the stand-up comedy clubs.
That's great. They're not, but that's, I like that. That's very nice.
How about Arkansas country music legends?
No. Or is that a category? No.
I'm just trying to do my jokes to you.
Okay.
That's a good one, Riley. I have to admit, I haven't a clue on that. I've been playing, as you know, I'm back playing hockey. My Monday night groups and so on have started up again, and I split my ear open tonight. It's
no,
terrible.
No, this is horrible.
Yeah, and I just go all out. I play in all these different leagues, you know, and I split my elbow open about 3 or 4 weeks ago, and all my guys on my team were just like horrified because they saw me in the locker room. I didn't know I had blood pouring out and everything, and it's happened to me before. So I told them, no, I'm not going to go to the doctor or nothing. It's no big deal. And it's fine. I've done that several times before.
Do they pay you big money to play these games?
No. I'm just an old guy just trying to keep up with these college kids.
I don't know.
It's so much fun. It's so much fun.
If you say
so. Well, tonight, I just got to tell you, you know, I wear all this great equipment, but sometimes, like in the elbow pad area, it's really big, you know. But when you fall, it goes out of position sometimes, and I've smashed it this way before. I should just tape it, you know.
Sounds like the masochism tango to me.
Tonight, I got to tell you, this tonight's hilarious, because tonight I did this play, and then it was like basically like icing. And I kind of like turned around to kind of like, because the play was going to start over, and I turned and I wasn't looking, and the goalie flung the puck, and I wasn't expecting it as I kind of like circled around to go back, and the goalie flung the puck, not intentionally, like into my ear.
Yeah.
Where it's not really protected, and oh my God, it just like, I had no idea.
It hurts thinking about it. Hold on, we'll be back after the news. I have to pant for a while. Don't go away.
You got it.
We'll pick it up in another hour of trivia, Monday Night Trivia, coming up right after the news on WGN Radio.
I know.
WGN Radio. I'm Raleigh James. And who is that? Yeah. And what do they have in common with everybody else who's been playing all doo-wop tonight in honor of Scotty? And tell me who they are. I'll be impressed. 888-876-5593. Now, we're talking to Don and Beloit, the injured Don, who does this for pleasure. Man, there's words for that, you know. I mean, it is clinical. It's probably in the DSM-4 or something, I would think. But nonetheless, maybe you could get benefits for this because it is some type of vacation. So, all right.
Well, it's such a thrill playing hockey. It's a lot of fun. Thanks for your concern. I'm fine. I got a Band-Aid on my ear, and I'm doing fine.
You know, it's painful to even watch, let alone participate in. I don't know. But good deal, I guess. So we'll go to World War II, which wasn't a walk in the park either. And
could before we talk about that, could you play a song for me this week?
I don't know. What is it?
I'm very curious about that. This because I couldn't figure out who wrote it, but I heard a blues program over the weekend. I heard Junior Wells and the Aces playing If You're Gonna Leave Me.
Okay.
I think like even the Osmonds did a version of it, but I can't figure out who wrote it.
Oh, well, you can find that out easy enough. You got a computer, don't you?
And then I tell you, I've been listening to you for the last hour since I got out of the Band-Aid business, but no, I couldn't figure it. I don't know. I saw Junior Wells play a couple of times when I was a kid in Detroit.
All right. Well, the easiest thing, because that's one of those songs that a lot of people have done, okay?
Yeah.
So always think of secondhand songs, because they usually, if it's been recorded by multiple people, you'll see it there. And as long as you're sure about the title.
Yeah, yeah. And boy, he does such a great version of that.
Okay, well, let's see.
I was just suggesting last week that if you could give me a World War II Battle of Britain question, airplane question.
Well, no,
I don't know if you don't want to.
It just says World War II, and that's what we're going with. You can't narrow it down further than that. That kind of time I don't have. All right. So it's actually Japanese, the best all-around Japanese fighter, introduced in 1944. It was actually pilot shortage that limited the plane's effectiveness in combat. It was the Kawanishi N1K2, but what was its nickname?
Like the American code for it?
No, what was it? It was considered. They had a name for this plane.
This is one area that I'm not too good at. Late Japanese. Interesting. Yeah, desperation, design changes.
Yeah, well, while we're speaking, I just looked it up, and sure enough, it's there, all right, and it's what they call the Kawanishi N1K2. Hell, maybe it's even an official name.
I'm going to say the Kate's. I don't know. I have no idea.
It's the Shiden Kai.
Okay. I would never have probably gotten that. Sorry.
Well,
it was a great plane. Yes,
it looks like a very interesting plane with a very interesting history.
Okay.
So check it out. And the meantime,
all right.
The meantime,
could you repeat your latest weekly?
Oh yeah, this is absolutely
bumper,
out there.
Stumper.
Our question. Yes. This American entertainment attraction is so big that it's virtually an industry. There are 41 different venues. 12 million people pay admission every year, and people do it 4 times a year on average. 65% are women. The average age is 40. 85% graduated from college. And as big as it is today, it didn't exist before the 1860s.
By the way, that's 1 million visitors a month, right? Or on average, yeah.
I wouldn't know. If you're doing the
math. You said 12 million,
well, 12 million
year,
people
so
pay,
just,
yeah. So, yeah, but I would think that there are probably seasons, though this isn't seasonal to speak of. But like anything else, I don't know that you're just an even division.
After our commercial break we just went through, I was thinking about this again. But does this have something to do with carousels?
No.
Okay. Well, I appreciate your time, Raleigh,
as
usual, and I enjoy listening to your show.
We'll talk to you later. Okay, thanks. Feel better.
All right.
So, oh, man. 888-876-5593. We'll say goodbye to Don here. I'll release the line. That leaves one line available for you if you want it. Brian and Joliet's going to do charts, 1966. Mike is going to take a guess on our answer. James on the south side has a plethora of guesses. Mark and Aurora's got some guesses. And Laura in Willowbrook wants Sound of Music, movie trivia, but there is a line available for you right now, 888-876-5593 on WGN Radio. And what happened to my bumper? I don't even know anymore. Oh, this is absolutely terrible. Yes, a bumper stumper, and it is missing in action. How could that possibly be? Well, I'll fix that while we're talking, because after all, somebody might try to guess it. Sorry about that.
Darling, all I want is you by my side, that's all I want, that's all. All I want, all I want.
Okay, I admit it. After all that, it isn't even the right bumper. But I do know what that is. So if you do too, you're an absolute winner, and I'll actually play an extra one for you next time, because I had meant to play something completely else, done that figure. All right, all lines are full, and that's great. 888-876-5593 is 8888-RALEIGH. And here is the deal. It's talk radio. The phones are meant for voice. You can't leave messages. There is no texting capability whatsoever. I don't know what John is encountering to have to tell you that, but and then again, if you have been trying to text this particular show and no one ever answers, that's because no one ever sees it. That is absolutely disabled. So you can't leave a voicemail, and you can't leave texts. You got to get in on the air, and that's the only time the phone lines are active, when we're live on the air, and they are, and we always want you to be calling. And if all the lines are busy, like they are right now, well, that's okay, because as soon as somebody hangs up, there will be a line available for you, and I hope you'll grab it. So with that in mind, Bonnie and Butternut is going to take a guess on our question. And yes, somewhat interesting. It's an American entertainment attraction that's so big today it's virtually an industry. 41 different venues, 12 million people paying admission every year. People on average do it four times a year. 65% are women. The average age is 40. 85% graduated from college. And big as it is today, this did not exist before the 1860s. What is it? 888-876-5593. Bonnie and Butternut, what do you think?
Hi.
How are you?
Female bodybuilders.
Oh, that's interesting. It's not right, but it's very interesting.
Well, okay, just gave her a try.
Yes, you did, and I'm delighted about that. Thank you.
Bye-bye.
All right, so how about that? Not female bodybuilders. All right, so let's see. Byron, Illinois, Mike is there, and he is calling, and welcome to WGN Radio.
Well, thanks for taking my call.
Yeah.
And I would say that 60% of the women are involved in the culinary when they are anything else these days.
That's very interesting. It's not right, but it's a well-thought-out answer, and I appreciate the call.
Okay, thanks. Very much.
Appreciate it. All right, so 888-876-5593, 8888-RALEIGH. Mark and Aurora is going to take a guess. What do you think, Mark?
Yeah, I have three guesses.
Okay.
One would be shooting ranges.
No, that's interesting. Not shooting ranges.
Okay. Another would be gambling casinos.
Not gambling. Next.
Okay. Another would be comedy clubs.
Not comedy clubs. All good guesses. They're just not right.
Yeah. Okay.
Okay. Bye-bye. Thanks. Appreciate it. All right. So let's see. James is good. Now, by the way, this means there's a line available for you right now. Grab it. 888-876-5593. James on the south side is going to give us six guesses, no doubt. All right, James, let's hear them.
Circuses.
Circuses, not circuses.
Okay. Amusement park.
No, and you've got to fix this phone. No, now I hear you not at all.
Oh, goodness.
Oh, well, I heard part of a word there. I don't know if it's the way you're handling it, but you said you had a landline, and so I'm going to impress of you in the future. Call on that landline.
Okay.
All right. So,
let's see. I'm going to say, let's see. Horse race.
Nope. Next.
Okay. I'm going to say, I'm going to say, go to, affairs, affairs or.
There, nothing like that. No, next.
Okay. Let's see. Okay, I'm going to say, go on boating trips.
Nope. Okay, give me one more.
Okay, I'm going to say, biking trips.
Talk to you later.
Okay.
Okay, thanks. Appreciate it. All right, so now let me, I cheated you out of a bumper there. And what I meant to play, hopefully now I am. I think it's such a great record, I wanted you to hear it. So there it is, 1957, if you know who they are, and what they have in common with everybody else we've played tonight in honor of Scotty. A lot of doo-wop. But they do have something else in common besides doo-wop. Troy and Lombard, welcome to WGN Radio. What'd you hear you know?
My guess is the Castellers.
Oh, that's interesting. I did not play any Castellers, though.
Oh, okay.
But that's a nice guess.
All right, thank you.
Thanks, appreciate it. Yes, why not? All right, except we didn't play any. All right, so now I believe we're going to do more charts. Brian is in Joliet. How's it going, Brian?
Hanging in there, Raleigh. Hope you're doing well.
Yeah, can't complain.
Yeah, that's good. How about April 1st, 1966?
A fine year. All right, let's look at April 1st. I got it right in front of me here. Here we go. All right, number one. Oh, man. This song is always proof. You know, a lot of oldie stations would play records because they were big hits. And I always contended that chart number was not necessarily relevant. And this record proves it because it was number one in 1966, and I can't imagine who'd want to hear it now. The Ballad of the Green Beret.
Barry McGuire?
No! Oh, man.
Sadler.
Yes. I was going to say Barry McGuire would be the opposite of this particular message. Dead opposite, but yes. It was Sergeant Barry Sadler. Yes, absolutely. Number two, 19th Nervous Breakdown.
Rolling Stones.
Number three, You're My Soul and Inspiration.
Righteous Brothers.
Number four, Daydream.
Love and Spoonful.
Yes. Number five, Homeward Bound.
Simon and Garfunkel.
Yep. Number six, Nowhere Man.
Beatles.
Number seven, California Dreamin'.
Mamas and the Papas.
Number eight, These Boots Are Made for Walkin'.
Nancy Sinatra.
Number nine, Bang Bang.
Sonny and Cher.
Well, just Cher, but that's okay. Number ten, Sure Gonna Miss Her.
Gary Lewis and the Playboys.
Yes. Number 11, I'm So Lonesome I Could Cry. We're seeing how far you go. You've already won.
I'm so lonesome I could cry. Sounds country. B.J. Thomas?
Absolutely. Number 12, Love Makes the World Go Round. One of my favorites.
Deion Jackson?
Yes. Number 13, 6345789, Soulsville, USA.
I don't know that one.
All right. Well, that's okay. Wilson Pickett, the Wicked Pickett. But that's all right. You're a winner.
Oh, Wilson Pickett, yes.
Yep. All right. You've won. Hang on. Don't go away.
Thank you, Raleigh.
Absolutely. All right. So we have a winner in Brian. We put Brian on hold. John will confirm that address. There is one line. I just hung up on Brian. Great. So there's absolutely a line available for you, but I'll ask John to find Brian's name and add to his stash there. Sorry about that. We'll get to Cindy in Chicago with some guests. Laura, I haven't forgotten her sound of music, movie, trivia. Of course, she likes lyrics, and she knows all of the lyrics, so... Well, we'll see. Jeff in Homewood wants Seinfeld. Dave in Northside wants the Flintstones. We got another bumper stumper coming up, but right now we got the news on WGN Radio.
They call him Red. 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 Red.
Marty, girls, and Jim. Yeah. Once was my best friend.
Okay, so who is that? 1954. Yes, indeed. 888-876-5593-8888. Raleigh, one more bumper, and then we'll reveal the theme and all of the artists. And yeah, so far, I guess we had a winner with the first one I played, which I would expect from Stephanie, the cellos, rang, dang, ding, dong. I am the Japanese Sandman. And I expected that third one would have been a gimme, too, but no. Okay, so we have a question in play, and that is, this American entertainment attraction is so big today that it's virtually an industry. There are 41 different venues. About 12 million people pay admission every year, and people do it four times a year on average. 65% are women. The average age is 40. 85% graduated college. And as big as it is today, it did not exist before the 1860s. What is it? 888-876-5593. Cindy in Chicago, what do you think?
I have a bunch of guesses just sitting here thinking. Tennis clubs?
Nope.
Ski clubs?
Nope.
Water aerobics? I don't think water aerobics, that's something from the 70s, right?
Well, whatever, it's not right.
What else? I had an, like spas to, like, lose weight and, like, rejuvenate your skin and...
Nope.
Huh, did I have something else?
I don't know. Did you?
I have memory problems. But then I just wanted to tell you something. I just thought of something else. They might ban soft drinks from SNAP benefits, so I don't know if I would sell my Coke stock.
I don't know.
I guess there are no stocks for the long term anymore, and don't fall in love with your stock.
All righty then.
Never fall in love. All right.
Thanks. Appreciate it. 888-876-5593. There are no stock questions or answers involved in this particular trivia question, so you're safe from that. Dave on the north side wants his Flintstones. So, Dave, welcome to WGN Radio.
Hey, how you doing?
All right. So, the Flintstones. In the episode At the Races, Fred and Barney want to buy a billiard room. So, Fred and Barney turn to horse racing for the easiest payout. What was the name of the horse they bet on? And by the way, it comes in last.
Oh, God. Yeah, kind of remember in the episode. But,
you want multiple choices?
Sure, though. Yeah, make it easier, maybe.
All right. Racer Down, Snaggletooth, Cassolet, Sabretooth.
Sabretooth?
You betcha. That's it. All right. Really? Hang on. We'll confirm your address. The prize is worthless. It'll take forever to get there. You did this for fun, but eventually you get a certificate and something else you don't want. Hang on. Don't go away.
Hey, all right. Yes. Real quick, can I request a song?
Sure. What is it you want to hear?
Last week, my other station, Jazz Station, was playing Andrew Sisters. And I was wondering, is it called Mr. Shane?
Okay, yeah, all right.
Mr. Shane.
It's Bamir Bista. It's I know the song. It's not Mr. Shane, but it's Bamir Bista Shane. Yes, it's German. Right. It's all right. You betcha.
On your question, was it, it's not roller coasters, is it?
No, it is not coasters.
Okay.
All right. Thanks for trying. Hang on. Don't go away. All right. So yes, absolutely right on his Flintstones. So, all right. So now, let's see what we're doing here. Jeff is in Homewood. How's it going, Jeff?
Going okay. How are you?
All right. So we're going to do more Seinfeld trivia. Well, let's see what we can do with you as far as that goes. So here we are. And so, what caused the airplane to nosedive in the final episode? Are you with us? Hello? What happened? I thought I was talking to Jeff. Oh, maybe. All right. Are you there, Jeff? I don't know. You went away, but now you're back, I hope. Are you there?
I'm still here.
Okay, good. So what caused the airplane to nosedive in the final episode?
One of the characters did something. With a seat back or something?
Nope. Kramer fell into the cockpit trying to get water out of his ear.
That's it. You got it.
All right, call me next week.
Can I try the trivia question?
Sure.
How about visit the zoo?
The zoo? Oh, that's interesting. That's not right, but it's interesting.
Okay.
All right, thanks for trying. So, yes, no zoo, no roller coasters. Okay, now let's see. We're going to have to do more Sound of Music lyrics. So, Laura, I'll try, but I don't think there's a way to beat you on this. You seem to know them all.
Well, I hope so, but real quick, can I try your trivia?
Yeah, I hope you do.
I'll just throw them out there. Okay, I'm just throwing out wild answers. Museums?
Nope.
The park.
Nope.
And this one, I thought for sure this has got to be Opryland or country or something like that.
Nope.
Opryland's
not even there anymore.
Really?
Oh, no. It died as a theme park, and then it became a mall. I don't know what it is now, but it's nothing.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
All right. I'm ready for my trivia.
Yeah,
then.
I know. I know. I keep looking at these individual songs and realize that there really is no way to defeat you on this because there's only a limited number of songs, and you know all of them. So
I don't know. Well, I'll pick a different category one of these days.
Yeah, you're okay. Well, that's All the Love You Can Give.
Oh. Now, my first thought is I have no idea, so you might have stumped me. I'll say it again, please.
All the Love You Can Give.
All the love you can give. All the love you can give. Oh, my gosh. Can you...
Okay. Every day of your life. All the love you can give every day of your life.
All the love you can give every day of your life. It's got to be a Captain song, but I can't believe I can't think of it, Raleigh.
I can't believe
I
I'm...
I think you've got me.
I can't believe it.
I can't believe you've got me this time.
I can't either. I'm stunned. Stunned, I tell you. Climb Every Mountain.
Oh, my gosh.
All the love you can give
like every, back of my hand.
Every day of your life for as long as you live. Climb every mountain, ford every stream, follow every rainbow till you find your dream.
Oh, my gosh. And I know that like in the back of my hand. What's the matter with me?
I don't know. But
I can't believe it.
I can't believe it got you. But I'm impressed.
Oh. Thanks, Raleigh.
All right. Thanks for trying. Appreciate it. All right. So yes, indeed. That's pretty good. Who would have known? All right, so, oh, look at this. Naoto called back. All right, so the phone connection is working between here and Japan, and hello, Naoto.
Yeah, I guess I disappeared.
Yeah, you completely disappeared, yes.
Yeah, but here I am again.
Okay, good. All right.
Yeah.
So, I'm going to give you a couple of descriptions, and you're going to tell me the types, okay?
Okay.
Okay. The advocate and the artist.
I guess it's INFJ.
INFJ for the advocate. We have a winner. And the artist?
Yeah. Artist would be... my guess is ISFP.
And we have a winner, as usual. Hang on.
Sure.
Don't go away. All right, good deal. The advocate and the artist. And again, if you're saying, what the hell are you talking about now? Myers-Briggs is a standard. It's a test. It's used to this day. It develops 16 personality types. And I'll tell you, employers use it. The government uses it. And it indicates 16 types based on how people focus their attention, how they take in information, how they make decisions, how they deal with the world. And used more often than you'd know. And of course, a lot of critics and all that, as you would guess. All right, so Karen is in Chicago. All right, Karen, what do you think?
Opera.
Opera? No.
Yeah.
No.
Yeah. Live theater.
Live theater. All right. Now we are in the ball game. So I need a little help on this. You have to be specific. So this is an industry. Because live theater has been around forever, but this didn't exist until the 1860s. And so here we are. We've determined that yes, theater is involved.
Oh.
41 different venues.
Vaudeville?
No.
It is
not vaudeville. Give me another one.
Oh, well. Concerts?
Nope. All right. Well, you think about it and call me back. I think you just made it easier for someone else, but you never know.
Okay.
All right, thanks.
Okay.
Appreciate
Thank
it.
Thank you.
All right, so yes. Yes, absolutely. It in of itself is an industry. And what is it? And so, yeah, we've determined that live theater is the heart of it, actually. What is it? 888-876-5593. And, so, like I say, 41 venues in this. So, all right, now we have one more bumper stumper, and it is coming up in moments. Otherwise, you can have your category, because everybody knows something about something. But our one more bumper, a good night closer, we'll see what you think of it, and maybe you'll know it. And yes, we will reveal all coming up on WGN Radio.
I fell down on my knees, and I beg you, please don't go. Because if you leave me, baby, yes, you know you'll hurt me so. I'm begging, please
don't leave me, baby.
Don't go, don't leave me. Please, please don't leave me, 'cause you know I miss you so. Baby, please forgive me. Well, I know I've caused you pain. I'd replace your tears with diamonds if you come back home again. I'm begging, please
don't leave me, baby.
Please
don't leave me, baby.
Don't go. Don't leave me. Please don't leave me. 'Cause
no.
WGN Radio. I'm Raleigh James. I know Scotty didn't love that. Maybe he's listening from beyond the grave. That would be nice. Maybe you're listening. You know who that is. I'll reveal all in a moment. That's your last bumper stumper, 1954. All right, they all have something in common. If you know that, well, you win. If you know any of the artists, well, you win. So far, we've only had one correct guess. That was the first one I played, which I figured would be that way. Although the third one I played, I was almost sure that that was going to go. But it didn't, so maybe you'll get one here in the waning moments. Otherwise, maybe you'll guess my question. This American entertainment attraction is so big today that it's virtually an industry. There are 41 different venues. About 12 million people pay admission every year, and people do it four times a year on average. 65% are women. The average age is 40. 85% graduated from college. As big as it is today, it didn't exist before the 1860s. What is it? 888-876-5593. Cleveland, Dennis, welcome back to WGN Radio. What do you think?
Well, for this question, I'm going to guess summer theater.
Nice, but not right. Nice, but not right.
Okay.
All right.
Very good. Thank you.
Thanks for trying. Appreciate it. All right. So, very, very nice guess. Nothing wrong with it at all. Well, except it wasn't right. All right. Ruth and Gurney, what do you think?
Hi, Raleigh.
Yes.
Raleigh, I was asleep, and I heard you talking to me. And I kept answering for the trivia questions for Sound of Music, and all of a sudden I go, every day that you live, and I go, wake up, wake up.
Oh, geez,
and no. I woke up. It's just mental telepathy. I heard you, and then I kept saying the answer, and I go, I'm in a dream. You know, I thought, mental telepathy? Wow. Oh, okay, my answer for your trivia is, and by the way, I have two requests for songs.
Okay.
Operas.
It is not operas, but let's hear the requests. What do you got?
Ella Fitzgerald, April in Paris.
Okay.
And Aretha Franklin, April Fools.
All right. I'm writing down, and this time I'm going to April Fools, and write down Ruth and Gurney. Okay, you got it. Thanks.
And don't wake me up next time, Raleigh.
I'll try not to, because sleep is sacred. I'd say turn off the radio.
All right.
Talk to you later. Thanks.
Good night.
All right. Yes, believe me, anytime you can get sleep, I don't care what the situation is, go for it. All right, Lauren Desplaines, welcome back to WGN Radio. What do you think?
I think it's Broadway.
You're 100% right.
Yeah, when somebody said vaudeville and you said, no, that's close, you know, something like.
The 41 venues, the 41 theaters are all in Manhattan, and they're all in the theater district in Midtown surrounding Times Square. The heart of it's from 40th to 57th Street, 6th to 8th Avenues. But Lincoln Center on the Upper West Side also has numerous theaters, so you got to count that too. Now, actually worldwide, that along with London's West End comprise the highest concentration of theaters in the English-speaking world. You're a winner.
Oh, okay.
All cool. Right, hang on, don't go away. Yes, Broadway. Broadway plays. That's the venue. And all right, let's talk about the bumpers here. I'm looking. John is screening somebody. I don't know who. I didn't know if somebody else wanted to take a guess on any of these. But here is the deal. The first thing we played, and that was the one that Stephanie knew, was the cello's Rang Tang Ding Dong, I Am the Japanese Sandman, 1957. The second thing I played, So Strange, which originally was by the Jesters, and it also was by the Hummers, or the Criers group. But then, in 1958, Lillian Leach and the Mellows. The third thing I played, mistaken for Jimmy Ricks by some, was the Sparks of Rhythm, doing Handy Man, 1956. And then I played Oh, But She Did. And like I say, if you were from Pittsburgh, you know that as the El Capriz, because it was a huge Pittsburgh record. But originally, in 1954, it was the Opals. They Lied was the Brochures, 1961. Darling was the Vocal Tones, 1955. My Baby, a flip side, the Admirations, 1961. It was the Chesters that did Lift Up Your Head, 1957. The Claremonts, Why Keep Me Dreaming, 1957. The Knight Riders did Rags, 1954. And the Gentlemen did Don't Leave Me Baby, 1954. What do they have in common? Every one of them was on Apollo. Yeah, a fine label. And on Apollo itself, Apollo had some sub-labels as well. And no, these were on Apollo. So there you have all 11. And that was the theme, and that was the bumpers, and that was in honor of Scotty and everybody else who loves to. You know, I was surprised that Sergeant Pappy didn't call with any guesses. Or Jimmy P on the South Side. You guys let me down. I was sure of anybody listening that those two guys would be right up there with some guesses. But not. So next week we'll do something completely else. It looks like we don't have any remaining questions. You got three of them tonight, in case you were wondering. When given a list of professions in a Gallup survey and asked which was the most dishonest, as you'd guess, lawyers were high, but they weren't on top. Car sales, advertising, HMO management, stockbrokers, insurance sales all beat out lawyers. Yes. 1963, radio stations in America were threatened with license revocation for playing Puff the Magic Dragon. Hard to believe, but true. And our most recent question, the answer was Broadway plays. 41 theaters are in Manhattan. The Theater District and Lincoln Center comprise that. And 12 million people pay admission every year. People do it on average of four times a year. Yeah. So those are all our questions. So next week you get a new question. And so I think James was hanging on there with some guesses, but we've wound up guessing them all. That's right. We're taking care of business whether we wanted to or not. Now let me look at tomorrow night. And I think we have full shows for the foreseeable future. Let's yes, tomorrow, Wednesday, we lose the first hour due to play-by-play. So Wednesday is a little short, but tomorrow and Thursday are full shows. And then the week after that, on the 7th, we lose a half hour of trivia. So yeah, next Monday night trivia will be cut short by half an hour. But that gives us 2.5 big hours. The rest of the week, in fact, the rest of forever looks like full shows. I don't see any interruptions until September, unless things change. So you got me live four nights a week from 10 to 1 Central, and replayed on Friday nights. Monday Night Trivia replayed on Friday nights from 10 to 1. And so that is the deal. So tomorrow night, 21 hours from now, we do it again. Until then, that's a wrap. We thank Adam for keeping us on the air and John for screening your calls. But above all, I thank you for calling. Hope to hear from you tomorrow night. I'm Raleigh James. It's WGN Radio.